This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Today will not suck, and thank you for starting it with us right here on K-Rock. Good morning. I'm Klein. That's Alley.
Morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan.
Hello.
Audio sniper extraordinaire in the back. You've got the assistant to the assistant to the assistant of the arbiter of sound. His name is Jake the Nerd.
Arbiter of audio. That's me.
And he's losing pounds by the day. And then, of course, in the back room, Postmaster Johnny. And producer Vanessa taking the calls, 800-520-1067. Got a juicy petty claims court to get to later. A couple whose relationship hangs in the balance. Will they stay together or break up forever? You will have jury duty, but it's good jury duty because you get to determine who's right and who's wrong and help save and or destroy a current relationship.
And I got a little glimpse. Vanessa kind of briefed us on the issue that the couple has.
Oh,
and
a great one.
This is not only a great one, it's something that affects a lot of couples here in Southern California.
I would imagine all over the place, but specifically here. And I bet you right now, if you are listening and in a relationship, you will relate with the situation that we will be dealing with coming up later this morning.
It affects you.
Petty claims court. It affects me almost on a daily basis. Almost on a daily basis. In fact, so funny when Vanessa came in and explained who we had.
Is that you're on Diddy's side?
Diddy. Great guy like Diddy. It's so funny you're playing that.
It plagues every couple.
Omar, it's so funny you're playing that clip right now because this woman will start the show with this message, and apparently I have now been included in the Diddy trial, and I don't know how I'm involved. Listen to this.
I listen to you guys here and there, but I love you guys so much.
That's one of those nice compliments. It's also kind of an insult. I listen to you guys here and there, whatever, give or take. But I love when I do listen, I love you guys, but I'm not going to commit to listen daily.
I'm totally meh. On all of it. Right. But when I listen to it, love it.
Right. So anyway, here is, I know a guy that owns a restaurant. He says the biggest insult he gets from people is when they go, I love your food. I don't come in very often at all, but I love it. And he's like, well, why don't you come more often?
That's, yeah, but that's something that, you know, if you're eating out, you're eating out. Whoa. That's what I always say.
That's Allie's motto right there. It says that right above her lower back.
And I always say I got to do this more often.
So this woman claims the following. After she insults us / compliments us, she says the following.
I listen to you guys here and there, but I love you guys so much. Anyways, I'm calling today because, thanks a lot, Klein, you ruined it. I'm following the Diddy case, and I'm following the updates and the court trial and whatnot, but every time they mention his name, all I could hear is Diddy, great guy like Diddy.
Okay, great. Diddy, great guy like Diddy. It's totally out of context.
So thanks a lot, Klein. I cannot get it out of my head.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell you guys I love you.
All right, whatever. I'm a character witness now, so thank you for that. If anyone on that trial would like to use that quote, Omar, contact Omar directly.
Well, yes, please.
It's a new game. Did Klein say it or Diddy's defense attorney?
I'll give you another one. You want to play that game? Here's another one here, Allie. This is another message on the go line, unrelated. This is a request for Omar, something that supposedly I said as well.
Drunken message for sure. Hey, Omar, I hope you pulled the clip of Klein saying, stop eating my dildo.
Now, that has nothing to do with Diddy, I believe. But
yes, I mean, another dildo.
No, let's see, Allie. There's Allie saying it. Wait, I have Allie saying it. I don't think I said it. So stop eating my dildo. Oh, great.
Oh, both of you guys are eating dildos.
We're both guilty.
How do things happen on the show that I don't even remember, and this guy leaves a message? And...
Oh, Klein saying, stop eating my dildo. That was hilarious. Man, you could sure play that in with some stuff.
All right, thank you. Great advice, sir. We're not going to play it again.
I will.
Stop eating my dildo.
Diddy, great day, like Diddy.
I think Omar is now purposely bringing up things on the show that are going to get us to say things that are embarrassing.
Yeah, we are stupid.
He's like, you know when you put dildos in your nightstand? And we're like, do we ever?
Yeah. And you guys just go on that. Yeah.
He's like, and record.
We sure walked into that one. God, we are dumb. All right, well, anyway, today's going to be a decent show. At some point, we get you into Disneyland and lots more coming up this morning on KROQ. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. That band right there was just at the Rose Bowl over the weekend doing that little show, just like Heaven Festival. Apparently,
heard that set crushed.
All the rage. Are you being serious, Jake?
Yeah, people said the visuals for that were insane.
Cool.
I wouldn't know because the only videos we posted on our socials were from bands I've never heard of that were deep in the lineup because Johnny said those are cool bands. And all the bands I've heard of with songs that we know and play on K-Rock, no evidence they even played at that show. Like the headliners or any of the big font bands. No videos of any of the big font bands, but if it's a tiny little font band that has 27,000 followers that are hardcore fans of the band from, you know, wherever. Hold on, Allie, your computer's playing something. I don't know. I don't know where those bands, I don't know where they are, but apparently, yes, the big bands were there as well.
Well, I understand, you know, spotlighting some of the local bands or some of the bands that have not come up yet, but also I would assume that the people who follow us and follow K-Rock care about the big font bands.
Well, you would think so.
And want to know how those performances were.
Yeah. Technically, we are doing something called mass communication for the masses. So even though this show is a niche show with a small but loyal audience growing by the day, still the reality is you need to appeal to the masses or you're cooked.
We posted the big font bands.
I didn't. Not on our thing. Didn't see it.
Oh, on the K-Rock one we posted.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not. I'm talking about our show.
There's a difference.
I don't know one of those bands. You posted a few different bands on our thing that you were out at, Johnny. I have never heard of one of those bands in my life. Oh, and okay. I know you're going to say I'm all uncool and I don't know because I'm a boomer, whatever you want to say.
We just need a column A and a little column B.
Yeah, like you would think that you would put one or two of the bands that we actually play on K-Rock on our socials.
Okay.
Do you understand that? Like even as a concept?
Yeah, I get that.
And then at the Royal Otis show, which I think was the day before, you posted a bunch of the songs they play, the songs that, once again, we don't play on K-Rock.
I put Motor on the Dance Floor. And Motor. Oysters. And I posted Linger before, too. And they
I
didn't see.
All right, over. Whatever. I can't get into it now. We got a good show planned for you today. We will be sending you to Disneyland. And before you say what you're going to say, Jake, this woman is not happy with you. And she makes a good point.
Hey, guys. Jake has officially ruined the bulletproof Disneyland joke. He's beat it into the ground. I'm begging you, mute his mic every time Klein mentions the word Disneyland because I cannot take him chiming in the background every single time. Disneyland. It is driving me insane. And I love this show. I've been listening for years. This might be my breaking point.
No!
I don't know what to say. Jake, please, just stop. We get it. It was funny. It's not funny anymore. Okay. Goodbye. Bullying, it works.
Thank you. Bullying does work.
Maybe it's because they never heard the original, because I just recently heard the original. What movie was this from? Something called Bulletproof or something?
Yes.
Adam Sandler and who?
Sandler and Damon Wayans. And it's an old-ass movie. And but you know what? And the joke from the movie, I'll give Jay credit, funny joke from the movie, but a movie that is not seen by a lot of people.
Right. And clip has resurfaced on like social media. I've had numerous people send it to me. It's funny.
Oh, okay. All right. Is it a bit of a cult classic?
It's a small font movie.
It's a small font movie. Yes.
We really pay attention to the niche moments
underrated.
That no one really cares about.
For people that haven't heard the original clip here, I'm going to play it. And this is a police officer pulling Adam Sandler over and Damon Wayans. And Damon Wayans pretends that Adam Sandler has a learning disability. And here we go.
He wants to go to Disneyland. Why you want to go to Disneyland, man?
Disneyland.
See, it's Disneyland. He like, where? I love the way he says it. Say that again.
Disneyland.
He loves Disneyland.
That's what we should play.
Yeah, that's much better than Jake's version.
Yeah, that's funny.
So for those people that get it.
You got to work on your impression. I've never heard the original.
Yeah, Jake sounds nothing like it. But I will... There you go. But now, you know, jokes are always much funnier when you have to stop everything to explain them.
Yeah,
right?
Clearly. I know. And then we'll have to just reset every time.
Well, there you have it. We will send you to that place. That's the one. Yeah, who doesn't? We'll send you there at 9 o'clock this morning. And lots more between now and then. We'll take a quick break, back in a moment with $100 of Ali's cash. If you'd like to be on the phone for that, win some money easily to start your day, call us now. 800-520-1067. That is next. Time to pay the people. Every morning around this time, give you the shot to get $100 richer. It's Ali's money up for grabs, which makes it that much more exciting. If you want to win stuff from the radio station, well, we got tickets for you to go see Mission Impossible. Got Disneyland tickets coming up as well. But if you want Ali's money, oh, it's so sweet when you win it from Ali. She's already lost one round this week. Here we are on Wednesday. We'd love this losing streak to continue. If you want in, I hope you're on the phone now at 800-520-1067. Five questions, all about stuff going on in the news. If you do better than she does, you win her money. If you tie Ali, unfortunately, ties go to the house. Every once in a while, if she's feeling generous, we'll throw a tiebreaker question out there.
I'll take a tiebreaker.
So you will leave the studio now. Be sequestered first. Let's say hi to the person you'll be battling as we say hello to Christine in Alhambra. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Klein.
You smart? Feeling smart?
I hope so.
All right, Ali's...
I feel like I won 100 bucks.
All right, 100 bucks. Not bad way to start the day. Ali's just left the K-Rock studios. Don't believe me? Check us out. We are streaming on YouTube right now. You can watch her walk out and come back in. Your round of Ali Knows the News begins right now.
Ali Knows the News.
All right, it's official. Santa Monica has approved this, which could make going to Santa Monica a lot more fun. What have they approved?
Free money.
Free money when you go to Santa Monica. Question number two. This golf legend's private jet had to make an emergency landing at LAX. Which golf legend had to make that emergency landing?
Tiger Woods.
Question three. According to Yelp, one of the top donut shops in all of America is right here in Covina. What is the name of the donut shop? This is not an easy question, but a local question and a place I want to find out about.
Voodoo Donuts?
Voodoo Donuts. Go to question number four. Cassie Ventura testified at the Diddy trial that she was forced to get into a baby pool full of what?
Baby oil.
And finally, we go to question number five. Major League Baseball has officially lifted the ban on this player, making him Hall of Fame eligible.
Oh, gosh. Me.
No guess. All right. Sports is not your forte. We bring Ali in. We'll score together. Let's see how you do. Once again, it's $100 up for grabs. These are all questions that are technically in the news. And for everyone else on the phone right now, Manny, Eduardo, and everyone on hold that we couldn't get to, I'm sorry, but tomorrow morning you'll have a chance to take that same $100 from Ali if she does not hand it off to Christine right now. All right. Ali's back.
Yeah.
Question one, Ali. Uh-huh. Santa Monica has just approved this, making it potentially a much more fun place to go visit.
Drinking in public.
You can drink in public in Santa Monica. Congratulations. You got to get nice and drunk when those squirrels attack you.
Well, on the promenade.
So
on
you can throw your bottles at them.
Right, right. That's the 3rd Street Promenade. We talked about that a few weeks ago, that there was a proposal. They're trying to figure out a way to get people back to that area, and they got all those cool bars there. Like there's, I think, a Barney's Beanery and some other bars, but people unfortunately have to drink inside. Now you can walk around, drink on that promenade.
I know, and they were like, but we have to make sure that that alcoholic beverage was purchased at one of the promenade places. Right. I was like, uh-huh. All right.
Question number two. Allie's up 1-0. Question two. This golf legend's private jet had to make an emergency landing at LAX.
Tiger Woods.
That's what she said as well.
I don't think he's relevant anymore.
A lot of golf legends, but this particular legend went by the name Greg Norman.
No idea who that is.
He went by the name.
He went... What's her name? Greg?
Oh, he's going by that, huh?
Still going with that. He started the other golf league that's competing with the PGA, so he's a very hateable...
There's a lot of jets.
A lot of jets going on. All right, go to question number three. By the way, Ali's still up by one. Question three. According to Yelp, one of the top donut shops in all of America is right here in Covina. What is the name of that donut shop? And it beat out. There's only three from California that even made the list of the top 20.
Randy's?
Oh, she said Voodoo. You say Randy's. I got to go check this place out. I've never been, but apparently Munchkin's Donuts. is a place that we need to all take a road trip to because it made the list. Sometimes when Yelp
is that
puts,
a chain, Munchkins?
I don't know. I don't think so. That's the one location. So we gotta immediately stop the show and head over there. I'm excited to if that's true and you've had it, let us know how good it is. Or is it overrated or is it as good as they claim?
The best in the country?
The best in the country. Donut. And by the way, we love donuts here on the show.
Let's do it.
Everyone loves donuts here on
that's
the show.
That's right. Vanessa, as the show Munchkin, maybe you should head over there and check it out. Question number four. No one gets the point. Question four. In the Diddy trial, Cassie Ventura testified that she was forced to get into a baby pool full of what?
Oil.
More specific.
Baby oil.
That's right. She got that as well. She's on the board.
Christine, said Diddy Land.
I heard that. Very funny. You're down one with one question left, so you need this, and hopefully Allie gets it wrong. Major League Baseball has just lifted the ban on this player, now making him Hall of Fame eligible.
A ban?
Come on!
I don't know baseball stuff. Mike Trout?
I think you talked about this story before. Pete Rose.
Can I guess?
Would you have guessed that? Everyone would have guessed Pete Rose.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
Pete Rose died, unfortunately, so he's not even around to experience this, but I feel like he will probably get into the Hall of Fame because of the whole cheating scandal, or the gambling scandal, all the stuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, Christine, that was a really boring round of Allie Knows the News, and unfortunately, you didn't win. So, what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K Rock? Go ahead.
I called yesterday and I spoke to you guys and I admitted a lot. Remember?
All right.
That's a great catchphrase.
I'll go with that. It's a new catchphrase, guys. Almost Monday.
I spoke to you guys yesterday. Remember?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and as much as I hate people that make their way to their car when you're looking for a parking spot and then they just sit in their car, it's so infuriating, and you don't know if they don't give you a signal or they don't wave you off. You sometimes wonder, are they going to sit there for hours, or are they going to just put on their makeup? Are they eating a sandwich in there? Why are they not leaving that spot? But then recently, I found myself sitting in my car for an hour, not
Making your videos?
Not making videos. Thank you, Allie. No,
that's too short.
Just,
she needs at least 3 hours.
Here's another thought I have.
Sitting in my car, a parked car.
I am a hero. I'm donating to the fire guy. Right,
that was sarcasm. That's not what I'm talking about.
LA.
What I'm talking
about.
What I'm talking about. It's like I'm listening to myself. This is the voice inside my head all day. Do you find yourself, and I know we've said this before, that sometimes the greatest move you can do when you're driving home, you think you get home, get in your driveway, get out, go inside your house. But sometimes giving yourself a buffer 5 minutes, 10 minutes in your car.
That's when I want to stay in my car, is when I have arrived home. Especially if there is a child and stuff waiting inside. And I don't want to immediately be on. I will sit in my car until they know I'm in there.
And you get spotted. You're a sucker because you actually pull all the way home. You don't stop 3 blocks short.
No.
You pull into your own driveway and sit.
No, I don't just pull over randomly on the side of the road and sit there.
That's what I did, and it's awesome.
So you weren't taking up someone's parking spot?
No, well, I always feel guilty doing that, especially if there's a lot of spots I don't care. I'll sit in the car. But what I found, and I think this is going to be my new mobile office, I'm just going to sit in my car for hours on end. I actually think it's great.
I think that you'll need another ass procedure if you do that.
No, I think it's...
isn't your car electric? You can't do that.
Well,
it's electric.
I do have to occasionally turn it off, and sometimes I do have to plug in. But
during the summers, that's going to be impossible for you.
Okay, well, I was thinking about that. Yes, when it starts to get really hot again.
Because after a while, the car shuts off, and then it gets real hot real fast.
But I can put it on a dog mode. If I'm sitting in there, I can put it on dog
mode.
Put
it on
mode,
lazy human mode.
And I can just sit there. I just don't think that people... We do spend a lot of time in our cars, more than I think any other city, just by traffic alone. So you think the last thing you ever want to do, at least we've been conditioned to believe, if you don't have to be in your car, why would you want to be in your car?
Yeah, but I also think that people are so comfortable in there now. And you also think about, most of the time you're in your car, you're just driving from point A to point B. And think of all the things on the way to your destination where you're like, oh, I want to look that up. Oh, that's a song I want
to.
You know, and then when you arrive, you're like, hold on, I got to look up all that stuff. I got to play that song someone recommended. And then before you know it, 20 minutes has gone by and you're just sitting in your car. And it is pretty relaxing.
But I think of all the things in your life. Like, you know, things you have to compromise on. Right here at work, we all share an office. At home, a wife that's got, you know, rules about the way that she wants the place decorated. Inside of my own car, that's why I think people have such aggressive road rage, is they feel very protective, like I'm in my space right now. And when some guy cuts me off, F that guy. He's now interfering with my space. But the inside of your car, I feel like is truly your sanctuary. And when you're with no one else.
Did you have a dead animal once when you had me go looking for some BS and you had a dead animal inside
your car? Well, I couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from, but I don't think it was a dead animal. Eventually,
I think there's only one answer. It
was real bad.
I think it was a.
It wasn't me.
I think it was an old sandwich that I had left in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm getting better about that. And yes, at one point, did I turn my glove compartment into a functional mini bar full of like a bunch of little snacks and whatnot? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but I think that
because I want it to be
the
more
reason you like doing this is because all of your own personal space in your home has been taken from you.
That's right.
That's a great point.
So you don't really have any space to yourself.
Do you still have your little sad garage office?
No, I lost that.
So I think this is actually just a really tragic story.
My sad garage office has now turned into bicycle storage.
Yeah,
so
now you're just sitting in your car because you literally have no other space to be.
I got it. But still, that all being said, don't you understand that the spending the additional unnecessary time in the car is a great, I'm not saying it's unsung hero worthy like Vanessa's tiny towel, but I do think that people that really do appreciate, I think everyone just assumes point A to point B and out, that adding the buffer to the car, or in my particular case, I sat in there and did work for an hour the other day, and I'm not talking about those dumb videos. That's when I'm driving, guys. I'm talking about sitting and actually like getting stuff done. You are, in some ways, it's a great like cocoon from the world.
Well, you know, I relate to this person, 657, who said, I get in my car and I get to work early to beat traffic, and then I just arrive and I just chill in my car before work starts.
I want to pick up my daughter.
I like.
Right.
When it's like I got her early and I'm just going to chill and wait in my car.
Just put that seat back as far as it'll go.
Yeah.
Just lay. Like, I feel like I know there's people that, you know, unfortunately have to live in their car because they don't have, quote, a house or an apartment. And I think eventually that would get old. But for like a few days, I think I could live in my car for a week. Easy. Easy.
Do it.
Next punishment.
Okay, relax.
You just gave us another great idea, Klein.
Yes.
Klein has to live in his car for a week.
I can't do the Menendez brother bet now after what happened yesterday. That was a funnier bet yesterday morning than what happened yesterday afternoon, which I'm sure Allie will report on in the actual ADD
news.
Oh,
yes, and I want to roll audio on what we said yesterday.
All right. Yeah, on the text line. Chilling in my car right now, listening to you guys. Yep. Not driving anywhere. It's just a good hang. It's your own space. Smells like you. Your food, your stank. That's what it's all about. Your food, your stank, baby.
What a beautiful statement.
Get that bumper sticker on all the cars in Southern California. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. 818 gets it. I do all my important phone calls from my car, uninterrupted. It is a great, it's like your own little personal mobile phone booth. Phone booths don't exist anymore, but your car can be that if you just stop driving around, leave it parked, and turn it into your own sanctuary.
Don't drive in your car, suckers.
Yeah, it's for suckers.
It's also a little bit sketchy if you're there for too long, because if you're in an unfamiliar neighborhood,
yes,
then you get the window peeker who's like, what's this guy doing out here?
Right.
He's not moving. He's just sitting there.
Some of my fondest memories, people claim, was hotboxing my car with my friends in high school, whatever. I agree. Some of the greatest things that happen inside the non-moving car.
Yeah, and finding that spot. That spot in the grocery store parking lot or wherever that was like a good spot, a shady spot, but also didn't attract attention.
You don't want to give up that spot. Just leave the car there. Move into your car. It's a good spot. It's worthy of saving like that. We did talk about donuts earlier this hour, and congratulations to a place in Covina. Omar and I have been looking at pictures of it nonstop called Munchkin's Donuts. I didn't realize it made a list of top donut shops in the entire, in the whole country. And I think California knows donuts. Yes, we're known for being healthy, but we know our donuts well. We got a ton of donut places. So we were thrilled to see that. And then we got this message on the Goat Line Alley about a listener that apparently sent us donuts earlier this week.
Yo, sweet dibs, you guys. Happy 4:20 p.m. right now. I was thinking, I dropped off some donuts yesterday for y'all, and I was curious.
Was that was that Randy's that came here? I don't remember. There's always donuts here, and I never know where they come from.
This one came from a listener.
Oh, well, thank you then for sending the donuts. They were great. We all have them.
If I dropped off the Hot Ones 10-pack and a bunch of Roscoe's fried chicken.
Oh, now we're talking. Wow, we have just upgraded from donuts to a hot sauce and Roscoe's chicken.
Is that something you guys would enjoy or not enjoy?
Yeah, we'd enjoy that.
That's
right,
still Allie? Klein's screensaver on his phone.
Still is.
This chicken and waffles from Roscoe's.
Eventually, I thought I'd replace it with one of my kids, but haven't
made the cut yet.
Haven't done it yet. Still Carol C. special right there on my phone.
Okay. Sweet dip.
Thank you. Yeah, I would be. Would you be opposed to doing a Hot Ones challenge on the show using Roscoe's chicken, but with hot sauces? You would do that?
Yeah.
It gets very hot. You understand.
I'm way less of a pussy than you are with hot sauce.
You guys are the whitest people on the planet. What are you talking about?
All right. Allie is claiming, write down these words, Omar. She's way less of a pussy than me when it comes to hot sauce.
I am.
So to this listener that wants to bring by Roscoe's chicken and the hot sauce 10-pack.
I like it hot.
Keep in mind, for Allie's taco night, she suggested a few drops of Tabasco if you want to have a wild night.
No, I did not. I'm a Cholula girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Cholula.
You mark my words.
Cholula. Are you not using, like, paste picante sauce in your tacos?
Pace mild.
All right. Take a quick break. We'll come back in a second with your actual news, and then we'll get into the next hour of the show, complete with a petty claims court before we send you to Disneyland. It's all coming up this morning at K-Rock. Good morning. Great day to be alive, unless you're Diddy. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. If you need us, the number is 800-520-1067. Lots for you to win from us today. And next hour, we'll get you into some screening passes for the new Mission Impossible movie, Disneyland, coming up at about 9 o'clock this morning. And much more between now and then. You'll have some jury duty. We got that to get to as well. A couple whose relationship hangs in the balance. Will they stay together, break up forever? You will help determine that. And that is starting next hour right here on the show. But first, the news. Here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, if you're a true crime fan, yesterday was a big day for you. And I am one step closer to free lunch for a year. The Menendez brothers are one step closer to being released. The resentencing hearing happened yesterday. There were many witnesses, a lot of family members, former inmates talking about how great Lyle and Eric Menendez are, how these guys are totally reformed. They detailed the many prison programs that they helped organize, that they're good human beings that have served their time. And at the end, all their sentence was changed to 50 years to life with parole, meaning that they are now eligible for parole. And conveniently, they already have a parole hearing coming up next month in the middle of June. Which is weird, because why was there a parole hearing scheduled before they're even eligible? But this was part of their bid for clemency. But if they are, you know, they're going to go before the parole board in the middle of June. And if they are granted parole, they will be released next month. Eric also took responsibility when he spoke about the crimes and said he spent a long time wondering what his parents must have been thinking the night that they were murdered and the terror they must have felt when their own son fired a gun on them.
They're probably thinking, I hope my kids don't come in and shoot me.
Yeah, probably. They're like, whoa, my kid is shooting me in the face right now.
Yeah.
This sucks.
So you claim you're getting lunch for a year, but not from me. You didn't agree to the bet. I have the audio from yesterday's show. We talked about this.
I didn't decline the bet.
You didn't. You actually did.
I think we agreed.
I think we.
This
I have. Yeah. I have the audio from yesterday's show, and you.
Vanessa's our producer, and she says,
"Who needs Vanessa? I got the audio right here. This was yesterday on the show, probably about 24 hours ago. We were talking about this Menendez thing. I said I don't think these guys are going to get out. And Ali said they definitely will. I said let's bet then. And this was kind of how. This is 1 minute of audio from yesterday's show.
Today we'll know more about whether or not the Menendez brothers will ever experience that.
Spoiler
feeling.
Alert: No, they won't. So
well,
stop it.
You know what?
What a stupid. Every day there's the goddamn Menendez. Is today the day they get out story? And the answer is always no.
No.
They will not.
That's your prediction. Your official prediction.
Not since I said the Pope will not be American. Have I been so confident about anything I've said?
Well,
over
I
the
trust
airwaves.
You.
You want to put it? You want some money on this? You want to put some action on it?
Yeah, I think they'll get out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think it'll take a long... I'm not saying it'll happen this week, but I think they will eventually get out.
So let's put a window on it. 5 years? 3 years?
I'll bet you five more panty haul videos.
No, I don't want any more of your panty haul videos. I speak for the public on this one.
Okay. Bet your other nipple.
I'm not piercing another nipple. I'm not...
A face tattoo.
Yeah, I want to do how about a financial bet like humans do with each other for actual money?
I don't want to bet money. I'd rather just bet parts of my body.
All right, forget it. So that's the first time you rejected the bet. You said you don't want to.
She accepted.
You didn't accept it. Yeah.
She says she doesn't want to bet money.
She gives you a bunch of options.
A panty haul video? Is that a win in any way, shape, or form for any of us? A panty haul video?
Well, your other nipple?
All right, and then
face
I said,
tattoo?
I'm not doing... You
she
yelled
was giving
face
you
tattoo.
Options left and right,
so,
man.
Yeah, hold on. There's more. There's part two of the audio here. This is where it gets serious now. I'm out then. Stupid.
I respect money
Come
more
on,
than
man.
My own self-worth.
I'll bet you money. Like, we could go a large sum of money.
What is a large sum? I think that's very different for the two of us. For you, that's $1,000. For me, it's $10.
Okay. That's the odds I'll give you on this. You think they get out today?
No, I'm not saying today. I just said I don't think it's going to be this week or anything, but they will get out.
How about lunch for a year? Now, I did mention lunch for a year, and this is how this bet came to an end. This was yesterday. Keep in mind, Allie claims that she thinks the Menendez brothers will get out. I think this is just one giant slow play, so we keep talking about this stupid case.
What?
Yes, for everyone.
Vanessa likes it. Lunch for a loser buys lunch for the year for everyone.
For everyone on the show?
Yeah.
Dude, that'll bankrupt me.
You're right. That's you saying you don't want to be in on the bet, Allie.
I just said that would bankrupt me. I didn't say no.
Yeah.
Well, then I threw this in just to make sure it was crystal clear. Today? Think about it. We have till the end of the show to get the bet locked in. Think about it. We have till the end of the show to get the bet locked in.
Klein, I have thought about it.
No, the
and
show,
I accept your bet.
The show's over. The show was over. This was yesterday. This was 24 hours ago.
You never reminded me.
Oh, my God.
So what? By the end of the show, by 10 a.m., I was supposed to say I accept?
So here's the bet then. You think in June, which is when they have their parole hearing, they will get out.
Yeah.
You believe that day they're out.
Yes.
They're released from prison. Both of them. They're walking out that day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that bet. So what?
For the same thing?
What do you think?
Lunch for a year?
No, great. No.
Whoa, Allie, you're going to take that too?
That's the bet.
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Whoa!
All right, June, you got it. Mark it down.
Wow.
So that
if Allie,
there's a maximum of $5 per person.
$5 a person,
what?
What is it?
No.
This isn't really what
you said. We could choose.
You said we could choose. I'm going to go by all your steps.
Lunch
for a year. Jake is going to eat so many lobster rolls. He's going to balloon up to 9,000 pounds again.
I'll only buy lunch for Jake because he's not eating anymore.
Yeah, he will. He'll get off the Lasar. You better believe
she's
it.
Tiny. She only eats off the kids' menu.
All right, so this is the bet. If you want to go lunch for a year instead of loser lives in their car for a week?
Yeesh.
Your choice.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's rough. Can I give you an answer by the end of the show?
It's kind of the irony, Allie, would be that if the Menendez brothers... get out or don't get out, that one of us has to face real incarceration, literal incarceration in our car.
Oh, funny.
For 1 week. It's a hilarious pun.
I would love it if we actually had to get arrested and then go to prison. So that would be way higher stakes.
Loser has to do something to go to prison.
Yeah.
I will take that bet with you. I will do it.
I can't go to prison.
Because, why not?
Because we have responsibilities.
What, 24 hours in and out?
You get a remote in your cells.
Jake used to work at a bail bonds place. He knows how to get you out.
Yeah.
All right. You guys pretty much have Sweet James on retainer.
Yeah, Sweet James will take care of us, I'm sure. Yeah.
So we'll just call him to bail us out?
Sure.
Okay, but if neither of us is right, then we have to do it together.
Neither of us is not good. One of us will be right. If I say they're not going to get out in June and you say they are, which you seem confident about, then one of us will be right and one of us will be wrong. And we'll know in a few weeks. It's great.
And if I'm wrong, then I have to put myself in prison.
You have to do something to get yourself locked up for 24 hours or longer. Who knows? You can go to a female prison for you. That's probably like a fantasy.
If it's going to be 24 hours, it's not going to be prison. It's going to be jail.
Well, yeah, we got to wait for the
sentence. Oh, we have to do something bigger then.
No. Yeah, we have to do something bigger. I'm just thinking about it. Maybe we can get
any advice, any lifelines here? What do you
think? You guys should do the car thing.
That's too big. Do the car prison, the pond car.
No, I say do it, man. Where's your commitment to the show?
That's right. Johnny knows commitment to the show, all right.
That's right.
That's the guy.
All right, if one of us is right, Johnny goes to prison.
That's great. Deal. We're all in on that. Johnny, you're going to have the sweetest ass in jail, bro. Get ready.
He really is.
All right, yeah, Johnny's going to jail. All right.
Hell yeah, baby.
All right, we got to get into a brand new hour of the show right now. Well. That was our entire news break. we got the bet. We got the bet sorted out. That's important. So here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.